for this London Torah way, Wednesday, Yud Zayin Elul, 25th of August, Rabbi Yoni Rosenfeld, Meir Brochus. This week's Torah way has been sponsored L'Ilui Nishmas from Aryeh ben Rav Moshe Betzalel.
Peshus, Avi Moiri, Moiri Rabbeisai, good morning everybody. Always lovely to be back. And start the day the Torah way. So we'll discuss today, Be'ez Hashem, the sugi of Me'er Brochus. The sugi of Me'er Brochus. The Gemara says Menachus, and Daf Men Gimel Amar Beis. Tanya, Hai Rav Me'er Oimer. Rav Me'er used to say, Chai Ad Odom Levarech Me'er Brochus B'chol Yom. A person is obligated to make 100 brochus a day, every single day. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Lekecha Shal Me'imach. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? Kiyim li'irasoi. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks is to fear him. That's what the Gemara says, that's what we see. Where do we see it from the Pasuk? So this is Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns, Ma Hashem Lekecha Shal Me'imach. Al tikri ma, elo mea. Don't read ma, read mea. That's how Rashi learns. It's often quoted, I've heard people say that the Gemara says it. The Gemara doesn't say Atikri Ma Elamea. That Rashi tells us how to learn. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says that's not the Joshua. The Joshua is like this. The Pasuk is for Ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Lekecha Shael Meimach. Now, Shael can be written with a Vav or without a Vav. But here it's written with a Vav. Now, since it's written with a Vav, if you count the letters in the Pasuk, you will get to 100 letters. That's how Tosfos says, we see the Pasuk, Va'ata Yisrael, 100 letters with the extra Vav in the Shaya. 100 times, 100 brachas, that's one Shaya of Tosfos. Tosfos says another pshat, that the word Ma, in Atbash, is going to be Tzadik and Yud. Atbash is one of the ways, numerical ways, the dash and out the Torah is, the Aleph becomes a Taf, the base becomes a Shin. So too, the Mem and the Hay will convert to a Yud and a Tzadik, 10 and 90. So the Ma, in Atbash, is 100. That's how Tosfos wants to learn out. Va'ata Yisrael Ma'al Hashem Lekecha Shal Me'imach as a proof that there should be 100 brachas a day, as is the opinion of Rameh, quoted there in Menachos. The Gemara continues that Reb Chiya used to, the Gemara says that Reb Chiya, Tarach, he used to exert great energy to fulfill this quota of 100 brachas on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we're lacking the Shmoneh Esrei that we have, the 19 brachas that we have, we lose that on Shabbos. Shabbos just switches to 7 brachas in the Amidah. We don't say Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. It's just the bracha for standing up. So in such a case, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Gemara says the Reb Chi used to go and he used to fill his quota with apaksamim and migodim. He used to have delicacies. He used to eat fruits and drinks, and he used to smell fragrances and spices in order to fill the 100 brachas a day required according to Chazal. Now, what is the reason why a person has to make 100 brachas a day, and who made this institution? I mean, Reb Meir, it's brought to B'Shem Reb Meir in the Gemara. But what's the source of this? So it's very interesting. Oh, David HaMelech. So the Torah in Siman Reish Mem Vav brings down the famous Maaseh of David HaMelech, which is also brought in a Medrash, by the way. The source for this is a Medrash in Parshas Korach, the Medrash Tanchuma, in Parsha Yud Beis there, in Tanchuma in Korach. So over there it says that in the times of David HaMelech there was a Magefa. There was a terrible plague. Atke Dekach, there were 100 Yidden dying a day. Rabbeinu Bachar actually brings in Kava Kemach, in Erech Bracha, he brings actually 100 people dying a day in Yerushalayim, which is unbelievable, 100 people a day. So David HaMelech went to investigate, what is the root of this problem? What's the source of this Magefa? And David HaMelech Baruch HaKodesh came out that the reason for 100 people dying a day is because people are not making brachas properly. The way to bypass this problem is to be masakin that everybody must make 100 brachas a day. Now, before David HaMelech was around, people were making brachas. But David HaMelech was masakin, mea brachas b'chol yoyim. A person must make 100 brachas every single day. And when David HaMelech instituted this, so the Torah brought there, Mem Vav, continues, the Natsra Magefa. The Magefa automatically, on the spot, when David HaMelech was sacking their brachas, stopped immediately. And David HaMelech's calculation was 100% accurate, and the Magefa went away. So we see from here something unbelievable. That the Meir Brachas Taka has the Koichas to And there's a mice about Shlomo Zalman that a person was very ill and came to Shlomo Zalman and asked him, what can I do in order to somehow, whatever, to release, to remove this magefa, to remove this plague, this illness that a person was suffering from? And Shlomo Zalman suggested to him, Eschazik imei brachos b'chol yoyim. And it's Yadu, Ramosha Shlomach brings in Birim van Hoggers, that throughout the generations, whenever there were magefas and there were these types of things, that the Gedol Yisrael always miyayetz, to Mischazik in Me'er Brochus, and it's poshut, because the source of Me'er Brochus was David HaMelech, and David HaMelech himself did it by times of Magefa. So we see from here that David HaMelech's institution was in order to take away the Magefa. Moedix, that's a chiv, this is brought in Shulchan Aruch and Menvav, and the Torah and Menvav. Fine. This chiv, so would this chiv be a Dorais, or would this chiv be a Dorabonon then? I mean, the Gor brings a posuk. It's the kind of David HaMelech. So the Steichemet discusses this. In Mareches Ches and Klal Lamed Dalet, the Stichemet discusses this. And the Stichemet brings a parish called the Doive Sifse Yeshenim. He brings it. And the Doive Sifse Yeshenim Tainus, that Beshittas Rashi, that the Josh is Alta Kree Marla Meir, and Mamish comes from the Posuk. If it comes from the Posuk, it will be a Doraisa. Says the Doive Sifse Yeshenim, a Shittas Rashi is, that the chiyav me'er brachos b'chol yoyim is learned from the pasuk, so it's going to be a chiyav min ha-Torah. Says the Steichemet, it's a little bit hard to say that, because at the end of the day, it's altikri mo'ala me'er, as Rashi said, altikri mo'ala me'er. Pasha is not a tariag. So the Steichemet tainus, it's a smach. It's not a doraisa, it's a smach. Says the Steichemet, but if you want to hold it to doraisa, you know you should have brought? You should have brought the Bahag. The Bahag, he holds it's a mitzvah semen at Torah. Where do you find this Bahag? So the Bahag, the halachas gedolos. So in his Hakdama, he brings down all the mitzvahs assays and the mitzvahs lois assays. He himself has one of the opinions of what the assays are, what the lois assays are. In assay chafhei, the 25th assay listed in the Bahag, unbelievable, is me'er brachos b'chol yoyim. The Bahag lists it as a tariag. One of the tariag mitzvahs according to the Bahag is Me'er Brachos B'chol Yoyim. Look at the Bahag in the Hakdama, in Mitzvah Chafei, he brings down Me'er Brachos B'chol Yoyim. Shepele! The Bahag learns it's a Doraisa, what's Pshat? Al Tikri Ma'ala Me'er, which is how Rashi learns. That warrants a tariag? Why is it not a smach? So the Hagar, at the bottom of the Bahag, says like this. The Hagar says, do you know the reason why the Bahag called it's Me'er Torah? Not necessarily from the pasuk of Atah Yisrael. The Magil Bahag learns it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Tefillah. Wow, very interesting. And the Bahag holds like the Rambam. And the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs and Mitzvah Hay brings down that davening every day is a mitzvah asei min haTorah. The Ramban there famously argues on the Rambam. And the Ramban says this is not a Tariyad mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah Doraisa, based Tzoru, Tekatim, Lachatzoy Tzorois. The Ramban's famous shit is this is not a Doraisa, only when the Tzibba are based Tzora. But the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah, asim and a Torah for everybody to daven every single day. Says the Magi on the Bahag. The Bahag understands that Me'er Brachos is a sniff. It's an offshoot of the mitzvah of Tefillah. And seeing as Tefillah is min haTorah, so too Me'er Brachos is min haTorah. However, this is still a little bit hard to understand, because at the end of the day, it's the Takam of David HaMelech. David HaMelech was masakin it. So even if you want to say it's an offshoot of Tefillah, why does that equal a Doraisa? What's Pshat in the Bahag?
Also, there's no Tefillah in the Bracha.
Oh, there's no Tefillah in the Bracha also. Correct. It's not a Tefillah. It's a Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh. So how do we understand this? So maybe the Pshat could be as follows. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah Mitzvah Hay paskins a mitzvah seimun a Torah to daven. What's the source? The pasuk says ula avdai b'chol levavchem b'chol nafshachem. The Gemara Tanis on Daf Beis, the Amud Aleph, darshins out. What is avodah shebelev? Tefillah. So it comes out if you hold tefillah as a mitzvah seimun a Torah, which the Rambam does, the Ramban doesn't. It comes from the pasuk of ula avdai b'chol levavchem b'chol nafshachem. If it comes to the pasuk of le'avdoi b'chol levavchem, you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu really with your heart. Chazar understand what is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your heart. So Chazar understand that's tefillah. Now, ul'avdoi b'cholavavchem is very subjective. How do you serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Chazal darshan means b'tfilah. But David HaMelech understood that in his generation, the avoda required something else. David HaMelech saw there was a magefa. And he was choike, he investigated Baruch HaKodesh to try and understand what is the root of this magefa. Whatever the root is, so if it's people are making brachas properly and the tikkun is made of brachas, that's the avoda of this generation. David HaMelech understood that the avoda in his generation and future generations, in order that there should be no magefas, is going to be to make me'ah brachas. Where did David HaMelech see that? He saw it in la'avdoi b'cholavavchem. How do you serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So the God Lador of each generation, the Sanhedrin of each generation, will decide what is the avoda of this generation. David HaMelech understood, you know what the avoda of this generation is? We need to make me'ah brachas. If that's the avoda of the generation, so it's no less than tefillah. If Chazal can darshan the la'avdoi is tefillah, David HaMelech can also darshan the la'avdoi is me'ah brachas. So it's a sniff of tefillah. Why is it a sniff of tefillah? Because tefillah is also being meshaveach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Chazal say the first three brachas are a shvach, just being meshaveach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are mechayeh mason. You are a gibor. These are brachas a shvach. So David HaMelech understood that our generation also taka. There's a mitzvah of me'ah brachas. Why? Because he was chayeh baruch HaKadosh. That is what was causing the magefa. So therefore the avoid of that door is going to be me'ah brachas. Says to David HaMelech. Now that's included in lavdoi. So that the Bahag is going to learn that this is taka. I think of Doraisa. The Steichamit continues there, Marechas Klas Klal and Dalit. And the Steichamit continues and said that according to the Rambam, and the Rambam also, it's for sure going to be only a smach, and it'll be a chiyuv only midrabbanan. He does also bring, but he's doichehim, he also brings the chidah, in a sefer called Machzik Bracha. And the chidah says a chidush. The chidah says it's not daraisa or darabbanan. He says it's a midas chasidus. Because we've seen that Reb Chiya, the Gemara says, exerted great effort to fill this quota. Says the Machzik Bracha the Chidah, why is the Gemara like praising him for doing something he bechayev to do? Elamai must be a tzibidus chasidus. And the Steichem is a doichadan from the Gemara itself. Tanya harimei oyle chayev adam. We see clear from the Gemara it's a chayev. Al kapanim is the three shittas. We have the Chidah and Machzik Bracha it's a midas chasidus. We have the Rambam and the Poshup Shat and Rashi it's an asmak which will be a chayev darabono. And we have the Bahag world it's a chayev daraisa. Fine. So now, with the three shittos, that's what you have to do every single day. Now, during the weekday, an Orthodox Jew does not need to walk around with a counter. Yeah, a person will get to 100 brachas a day. If you act like a normal Orthodox Jew, you'll get to 100 brachas. But the problems come Shabbos and Yom Tov. Fast days, Yom Kippur. It's hard to get to 100 brachas. So are there ways it's possible for a person to get to 100 brachas without actually having to make 100 brachas? Comes the Beis Yosef in Simon Menvov, and the Beis Yosef brings the Shiboli Aleket and the Rosh and Brachas. And these Rishonim hold that a person, if you hear somebody else making a bracha, and you hear the person's bracha, and you say Amen, Oile Leminyan Meir, that counts to fill the quota of 100. So we just got a very, very easy trick. You don't need to make a bracha, as long as you hear it, as long as you say Amen afterwards, you're yotze. Says the Beis Yosef, V'li nire, I'm going to make your life even easier. Says the Beis Yosef, even if you don't hear the bracha the guy's saying, but you say Amen to the bracha, that counts to fill the quota of me'ah brachas v'chol yom. Unbelievable, Beis Yosef. Just made our life a lot easier. You don't even have to hear the bracha. For example, the Beis Yosef, one of his examples, he says, is you're in shul, and the guy gets caught up to the Torah, and often it happens in a big shul. The guy might not be saying it so loud, or he might not say it so clearly. You push it in here. But he goes, no, you say not Torah. And then you say Amen. Says the Beis Yosef, this counts as one of the 100 brachas. But now there's a major problem over here. The Beis Yosef himself addresses. The Gemara says in brachas that a person is not allowed to answer to an Amin Yisoyma. What's an Amin Yisoyma? Literally an orphaned Amin. The Gemara says, Rashi explains over there in brachas that Amin Yisoyma, you didn't hear, you don't know what bracha the guy's saying. If you don't know what bracha the guy's saying, you can't say Amin. So how can you say Amin to me? You didn't hear the bracha. I think that's something else. Yisoyma is, if you don't hear what bracha the guy said, you don't know what bracha he said, then it's an Amin Yisoyma. I think it's an Amin Chotev. And Ami Yisrael is in here. That's what Gemara says in Brachas.
What of Israel?
So it's too late?
If you're going to learn, too late.
No, Yisrael is, Rashi says in Brachas. Yisrael is that you're not sure what Bracha the guy said. So, says the Beis Yosef, he asked this question of Mem Vav, and he answered the question himself. The Beis Yosef springs a riot from the Gemara in Sukkah, on Daphne based by Alexandria. The Gemara says that in Alexandria, this was the Colosseum Alexandria. The Gemara says, anybody who didn't see Alexandria, lo ra b'chvoidon shel Yisrael, never saw the glory of the Jewish people. That's what the Gemara says in Sukkah. You didn't see Alexandria, you never saw the glory of the Jewish people. Alexandria could sit 600,000 men times two, which was twice the amount of men that left Mitzrayim. 1.2 million men could sit in Alexandria. So how would you hear the Chazan in Alexandria? You had 1.2 million people? Said the Gemara, that a guy in Alexandria used to take a flag, and he would wave it. And when you waved it, people knew to say Amen. I didn't hear. Says the Beis Yosef, we see from here, the Nakuda isn't that you need to hear the Bracha. The Nakuda is you need to know what Bracha the guy is making. As long as you know what Bracha he's making, you're allowed to say Amen. It's not Amen Yisoyna. The problem is, we don't know what Bracha he's making. You don't know what bracha the guy is, and then ends off something. So you don't know what bracha he made. When you don't know what bracha the guy made, then you can't say amen. But in Alexandria, they knew what bracha the guy was making. Therefore, they can make an amen. Therefore, says the Beis Yosef, when a guy gets called up to the Torah, you know exactly what bracha he's making. Either the guy mumbles, I didn't say it loud enough for the tzibbur to hear, it's okay. You know exactly what bracha he's making. If you know what bracha he's making, it's not amen yisoyna. Fine, we've got around amen yisoyna. So I saw the sefer called the Noitre Bracha in Siman Aleph. And he brings out very shmer, this Beis Yosef. And this Beis Yosef, by the way, is paskin in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reish Pei Dalet. In Reish Pei Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch himself says that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, a person should have kavana to be yotzeh the brachas of the Oyle La Torah, and that will count as your Meir Brachas. But comes the Noitre Bracha in Siman Aleph and asks a few questions on the Beis Yosef. He says, fine, Beis Yosef, you got round the problem of Meir Brachas. That you managed to do. But even though it's on Amin Yosoyma, but how can you tell me you're going to be Yotza the Bracha? If you're going to be Yotza the Bracha, that's normally working with the system of Shemeh Koine. How am I Yotza the Bracha by you? It's Stamazar, a person wants to be Yotza the Bracha. So it works by Shemeh Koine, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. If a person does not hear the whole Bracha, you can't be Yotza. You can make an Amen if you know what Bracha the guy is making. But to be Yotza the Bracha, that's something else. To be Oyla the Bracha, you have to hear the whole Bracha. So how can you be Oyla this Bracha as part of your one for the 100? You're not Yotza, there's no Shomea Koine. Number two, the Shulchan Aruch himself, Paskin, is brought in the Gemara. Shomea Koine, you don't even need to say Amen. Many people don't know this. In order to be Yotza a Bracha, you don't need to say Amen. As long as you heard every word, it's absolutely fine. You do not need to say Amen. But the Beis Yosef says, you don't have to hear, but you have to say Amen. So it can't be working out Shomea Koine. So how is it working that this bracha, that you didn't even hear the whole thing, you just said Amen to, suddenly that's going to fill your quota of 100 brachas? How can this be Asa Noitre Bracha and Siman Aleph? He brings him a Kivei Egan. A Kivei Egan is Agos of Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Pei Dalet, says like this. He brings the Prima Godin, like the Beis Yosef, that to fill 100 brachas, you don't need to hear the whole bracha. Saying Amen suffices. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, why? Listen to this. Mipnei she gadol ha'ayna Amen yoisev ravayach. It's greater the person who says Amen. That is greater than the person himself who made the bracha. This is a Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, this is my brachas. Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Yosi Oyna. Gadol ha'ayna Amen yoisev ravayach. It is greater to make an Amen than it is to make the actual bracha. Comes the Noitre Bracha, and Tan is like this. If it's true that it's greater to say Amen more than the Mavoirach, it comes out that what you are doing with your Amen is going to do more than whatever that guy achieved through his bracha. Now it comes out then there's no Shomea Koine. You have not been yoked to the bracha. Halach lemaisa. If you know what bracha a person is making, he says, I'm about to have a coffee, I'm about to make a shahakol. Can you please say Amen? The guy holding his coffee says, I'm about to make a shahakol. So you know what bracha he's making, but he mumbles. So the halacha is you can say Amen, but you're not yoitza shomea koine. So therefore, if you want to have a drink of coffee afterwards, you have to make your own bracha. Oh, but what you did what you achieve through your koyach of Amen transcends his koyach of the bracha. Therefore, comes into your bracha and says, Pshat the Beis Yosef. What pshat a person has to make 100 brachas every day? Based on this Rukinega, it's not that you have to make necessarily 100 brachas. It's you have to make 100 shvachim. You have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100 times a day. How do I know that? Because according to Beis Yosef, you're going to even live without Shemei Koine. You're going to even hear the whole bracha. So it comes out of Chiddush that according to this Beis Yosef, the Eli Nira, the opinion of himself, and Tzimim Mem Vav, that you don't need to hear the bracha. The Yisrael is 100 shvachas, not 100 brachas. But the Magen Avraham and the first Rishonim that the Beis Yosef brought hold this is not okay. The Magen Avraham often holds that it's not okay to hear the bracha. You need to hear the whole thing and then say Amen. It's not enough just to know what bracha he's making and say Amen. You have to hear the whole bracha and then you have to say Amen afterwards. What does the Magen Avraham hold? The Magen Avraham hold is not about 100 shvachim. It's mamish, 100 brachas. So it comes out, based on this Yisrael, the Noitra Brach and Siman Aleph, we have a major, major chakira in Havana of understanding the 100 brachas a day. According to the Beis Yosef, and according to the Kveiga, in Siman Resh Pei Dalet, it's okay, even if I don't hear the bracha, just saying Amen is enough. Why? Because the Yisrael is not Shomei HaKoina. The Yisrael is 100 shvachim. If the Yisrael is 100 shvachim, so it's Beseda, attack, I don't have to hear. Mashenki, the Magen Avraham, the first Rishonim brought in the Beis Yosef, it is not enough to hear what the person said. You will not be Yotzer. You're going to have to hear the whole thing and then say Amen afterwards. Why? Because Taka the Yisrael is Ali Meir Brachas. If I hear every word the Mavoirech said, then it's Shomei Koine. Shomei Koine is just like I said it. Therefore, that's going to be Beseder. The Ramah, in Tzimut Tov Reish Chafes, in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the Ramah paskins that you don't say Enkel Akenu on Yom Kippur. That's what Ramah says. B'shein the man. You don't make Enkel Akenu on Yom Kippur. Says in the Shavura and Sifkot and Hay. Why do you not say Enkel Akenu on Yom Kippur? Unbelievable. Says the Mishnah Berurah himself. This is how the Mishnah Berurah is understanding the Ramah. Because what's the reason why you say Enkel Akenu on Shabbos? Because on Shabbos, it's harder to have 100 brachas. Therefore, the Enkel Akenu fills the quota of the 100 brachas a person should make. But on Yom Kippur anyway, the whole day you're getting the Shemei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all we're doing in davening, all the piyutim we say, it's all Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, you don't need to make an Enkel Akenu. Because the Shvachim that a person's making, that counts. So it comes out an unbelievable chiddush. According to the Mishnah Berurah, do you actually have to make 100 brachas a day? No, you don't. You can be Yotze with Enkel Akenu. That's what Mishnah Berurah holds. And Tov Reish Chafes, you've got an egg. So it comes out that according to Mishnah Berurah, he's going to hold like the second shot of the Beis Yosef and the Egin Reish Pei Dalet, that the Shvachim is enough. Enkel Akenu is not a bracha. No one holds Enkel Akenu as a bracha, but it's a Shvach. Comes an Eitra Bracha and Simon Gimel. And he brings Rabbi Yaakov Ben Yakar. Who is Rabbi Yaakov Ben Yakar? Rabbi Yaakov Ben Yakar is the Rebbe of Rashi. Rashi's Rebbe. Rashi was born in France in Place Courtois and went to Mainz in Germany to learn the Talmidei Rameg Gershon Bar Agoila. And Rabbi Yaakov Ben Yakar was a Talmidei Gershon Bar Agoila and he was the Rebbe of Rashi. He paskins, you yoitze mer brachas when you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, and you yoitze mer brachas if a person, not just Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, but if you're benching and you say Baruch Sha'achamu Mishalai, of Tulei Chayinu. That's how Rabbi Yaakov Ben Yakar learns. Unbelievable. Come to Sefer Manig, one of the Rishonim, and the Manig is Masig. The Manig says, what are you talking about? You cannot be Yotze with Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemoy. You can't be Yotze with Baruch Sha'achalnu Mishaloi Tulei Chayinu. You can't do such a thing. What's the Machloikes, the Manig, and Rabbi Yaakov Ben Yakar? And also brought, by the way, in the Sefer the Kolboy. The Kolbo also brings in it, it's brought in the Sefer part of the same Rashi, that it's enough to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai and Baruch Sha'achamu Mishloiv Tuvay Chayinu. Unbelievable. You know what the Pshat is? The Pshat is how good for this Machlokes. Is it Pshat Me'a Shvachos or is it Me'a Brachos? If you hold it's Me'a Shvachos, so Avada Eikel Akeinu works. Avada Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai works. Avada Baruch Sha'achamu Mishloiv works. All these things work. Come the money. And the Manik says, no, you're not going to be Yotze if you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai Baruch Shachalam Shalai, because the Manik will learn like the first opinion brought in the Beis Yosef. The Yisrael that Dover is not that you need to have Me'er Shvachim. You have to have Me'er Brachos Ketikuna. Imamis has to be Me'er Brachos. Based on this, Abayis will come out a big Chiddush. In Yiddishkeit, so we have a klal. Hayoyim holech achar laila. The day starts at night, and it continues throughout the day, and the new day starts again at night. That's the halacha. So the 100 brachas a day, bepashtus, is going to be done, starting at night, going towards the second night. However, based on what we've just said, that the yisoid might be mea shvachas. And if the yisoid is mea shvachas, maybe that's included in the Bahag's shitta, that it's a mitzvah say doraisa of la'av the b'chol avavim as a slip of tefillah. If that is true, comes from Moshe Steinbach, in Tshuva Svan Hoggis, in Chelek Beis, Tshuva Kuf Chof Beis, and he says that b'di'evet, a person is able to fill mea brachas the day following the night. You can be yoytzeh, b'shem the g'doyle apoyskim will hold that regarding mea brachas, the day starts by day and goes into the night. What would be the rationale for such a psak? What would be the rationale? Which, by the way, helps a lot of people out. It really does help us out. If we have a reason on Shabbos, let's say, so Motzi Shabbos, you can make up for it. The Shmoneh Esrei on Motzi Shabbos has 19 brachas in it. It will help a lot. What would be the rationale for this? So if we're right in the Bahag, that the mea brachas is tolu in the after b'chol avavchem, it's all a sniff in tefillah. So it's unbelievable. The Rambam, when he brings Chai Vodim Levarach Mea Brachas B'chol Yom, you know when he brings it? You would think the Rambam would bring it in Hilchas Brachas. The Rambam does not bring it in Hilchas Brachas. The Rambam brings it in Hilchas Tefillah. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Yadavit, the Rambam says, Chai Vodim Levarach Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. Rambam, why are you bringing it in Hilchas Tefillah? Elamai, the Rambam holds like the Bahag. That the Yisoid is, it's a sniff of tefillah. It doesn't mean the Rambam holds it as a Doraisa. Pashtus, he doesn't. Well, the Rambam actually does, because the Rambam holds every Drabana as a Doraisa in Shara Shalach. That's a different time. But that's because Lois Asuru. But the Mitzvah La'avdoi, the Rambam will allow like the Bahad, that it's a sniff of tefillah. If that's true, that it's a sniff of tefillah. So by tefillah, maybe we go that tefillah starts by day. What could be a rationale that in Hilchus tefillah we start by day? So maybe a rationale maybe as follows. Who is Mesaken the first tefillah of the day? Avraham by Shacharis. Then Yitzchok was Mesaken Mincha, and Yaakov was Mesaken Mariv. So if you're going to go based on the chronology of tefillah actually starts on the day, because Avraham made the first tefillah. When Yitzchok made Mincha, Yaakov wasn't born yet. Yeah, he was about to meet Rivka when he made Mincha. So it comes out, if this is going to be based on Hilchos tefillah, it will come out more like a chiddush. That this is why Rav Moshe Steinbach is making. Rav Moshe Steinbach said, "B'di'evin you can be yotzeh, and the gedolei apoyskim will hold regarding tefillah, the night follows the day, and the mea bracha starts by day." Because if it's a sniff of tefillah, which is shittas Rambam, and when the Rambam brings it in tefillah, the Rambam actually's lashon is you have to make mea brachas bein b'yoyim u'balayla. The Rambam in Hilchos tefillah, not brachas. The Rambam brings it in tefillah, and in tefillah the Rambam says first day then night, which would be moiridik. That the shit of the Rambam is it's sniff of tefillah, and if it's sniff of tefillah, you can go in tefillah b'di'evet at least in the day. What will be that b'di'evet shitta? Maybe it will be shitta sarambam. Based on this, I just want to end off with a shayla, which I'll be honest, I don't have an answer to. According to the second mahalach of the Beis Yosef, and according to the Kolboy, and according to Rashi, and according to Rabbi Yaakov ben Yakar, the Rebbe of Rashi, that yoytzen baruch sha'achan mishloiv tuvachayinu. You yoytzeh baruch hu v'ruch shemayim. For sure, you yoytzeh. You hear a brach and say amen. But let's just clear. You yoytzeh in kelekenu. You yoytzeh baruch hu v'ruch shemayim. You yoytzeh baruch shachan mishalai. So shall I end off with the question? Maybe if the olam have a teretz. What if a person asks you how you're doing, and you say baruch Hashem, I'm great. Are you yoytzeh me'ah brachas? According to Yaakov ben Yakar, according to Rashi, according to the Kolboy, gedolei rishonim, the Beis Yosef himself, that you yoytzeh with Baruch Shachan Mishaloi. So, is that any different to saying Baruch Hashem?
It's been a Torah.
Pardon?
Benching is been a Torah.
Baruch Shachan Mishaloi, is that been a Torah?
What about Baruch Shoma?
Baruch Hu Baruch Shomai. Baruch Shoma. Baruch Shoma is a brach. Baruch Shoma is a brach. We end off.
All
those are shyness.
Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem.
So, it's interesting. It's not, when the Beis Yosef counts the Hamzah, he doesn't count those. That doesn't mean it's not, but he doesn't count all those. Because maybe the Beis Yosef isn't as makeless of Yaakov ben Yakar, who says you can be yoytzeh with the Evan of Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. But according to Yaakov ben Yakar, the yoytzeh Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai for sure Baruch Shama. This time someone asks you, how are you doing? Baruch Hashem. How are you walking down the street? How are you doing Hashem Kitov? Are you yoytzeh me'ah brachas? According to Yaakov ben Yakar, if you say Baruch Shachan and Mishloif Tvarichayinu, or you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, you're yoytzeh me'ah brachas. And according to the Shoyse, if you don't even hit the broth, you just say Amen, your Yoytzeh. According to Mishabru, Yoytzeh Ein Kelekeinu. So I have a question. We say, let's just take an example. Ein Kemoshienu. There is no one like our Savior. So, you Yoytzeh Ben HaBrach is by saying Ein Kemoshienu. So why is Ein Kemoshienu different to Baruch Hashem? Pardon? It could be Dafki Yetzeni Mabeish Yetzeni Chachomim. Could be. If it's just a Shvach, not sure. If anybody has any Tiritzim, please come. Have a lovely day.
What we learn from Boyas?
Yeah, the Mishnah Brachos, yes. Yes.
So therefore, Baruch Hashem is also a better.
That's true. It's more. It's Boyas. Yeah. It's a Pasuk. Yes. Yes. And the Pasuk says, didn't Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim?
Yeah.
The Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem Lo Yoyim Yoyim. So many problems.
Yeah. So according to this, it could be different.
But then you never ever have a problem. You never ever have a problem. Not Shabbos.
Maybe.